Hello, this
Hello.
is John. This is not a sales call. We're calling to conduct an opinion poll about politics and issues in your area of Texas. Again, this is not a sales call. Are you registered to vote in Texas?
Yes, I am.
Okay, well, thank you very much. And as you know, there will be a Democratic primary election in March 2024 for the U.S. Senate Congressman Colin Allred and State Senator Roland Gutierrez to see which one will take on Ted Cruz. And for local offices like state legislature, would you definitely vote in this Democratic primary? Probably vote or wait until November to vote in the general election?
I will definitely vote.
Thank you very much. And answer if you have a very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable opinion of each of the following people and organizations. Shayla Jackson Lee, you are very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Somewhat favorable.
Thank you very much. And for the HISD, the Houston Independent School District, you are very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Oh, right now, very unfavorable.
Thank you very much. And for Joyce Chapman, that is very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
I don't even know who that is. Never heard the name, so I don't know how to answer that.
Okay, thank you. And Clint Dan Horn, that's very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Same thing, never heard his name.
Thank you. And Harold Derham, that's very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Spell his name, because I think I know who you're talking about, but can you spell it?
That would be the last name, D as in Delta, U as in Umbrella, T as in Tom, T as in Tom, O as in Oscar, N as in Nancy. Harold Durham.
Oh, that, yeah, favorable.
Okay, and Danny Norris, that's very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Never heard of him.
Okay, thank you very much. I appreciate your time that you take for answering these questions. As you may know, the state of Texas has taken over the running of the Houston Independent School District, which is closer to your opinion about this. Support a state takeover because HISD schools are failing or kids and working conditions for teachers and staff are dangerous. Oppose a state takeover because our local community and elected leaders know best how to run our school?
Oppose.
Thank you very much. In March, there will be a Democratic primary for the Texas State House. Which of these four candidates would you vote for it if you had to choose today? Joyce Chapman, Harold Dutton, Clint Dan Horn, or Danny Norris?
Dutton.
Thank you. And next here, we have a few statements about the current longtime state representative Harold Dutton and his record. Rate your reaction to each as either very positive, somewhat negative, or very negative. Harold Dutton supports the state takeover of HISD schools and wrote the law allowing the state to do it. That's very positive, somewhat negative, or very negative?
Very negative.
Thank you. And Dutton voted to create more affordable housing in Houston. That's very positive. Someone positive, someone negative, or very negative?
Somewhat positive.
Harold Dutton has led the fight to provide free health care to uninsured lower-income Texans paid by free federal government Medicaid money. That's very positive, someone negative, or very negative?
Somewhat positive.
And Harold Dutton worked to stop Governor Abbott's extreme plan to defund public education through his voucher scheme. That's very positive, somewhat negative, or very negative.
Can you read it again?
Yes. Harold Dutton worked to stop Governor Abbott's extreme plan to defund public education through his voucher scheme. That's very positive.
Very positive.
Thank you. He voted for a cut in property taxes that gives the biggest percentage cost savings to lower and middle income homeowners. That's very positive, somewhat negative, or very negative?
Very positive.
Thank you. And Representative Dutton was the only Democrat in the State House to not support the impeachment of Attorney General Ken Paxton, who was accused by his own staff of personally profiting from his office and helping a wealthy campaign contributor avoid prosecution. That's very positive, somewhat negative, or very negative?
So, can you say it one more time?
Yes. Representative Dutton was the only Democrat in the State House to not support the impeachment of Attorney General Ken Paxton, who was
very
accused by his own. Oh, okay. Thank you. And the last question is, he's fighting against the extreme Republicans' ban on abortion rights by voting consistently to stop law that criminalize doctors who provide life-saving care to pregnant women in trouble and ban women from getting an abortion, even in cases of rape or incest. That's very positive, somewhat negative, very negative.
So the question is saying he stopped doing that, right? Or can you read the question again?
Yes, I can read it back to you. He's fighting against the extreme Republicans' ban on abortion
rights.
Okay, very
positive.
Okay, thank you very much. I almost finished, just a few questions. I appreciate the time that you take for taking this survey. Now, based on this information, which of the following four candidates would you vote for the upcoming Democratic primary for a state house? If you had to choose today, Joyce Chapman, Harold Dutton, Clint Van Horn, or Denny Norris?
Can I put I don't know? Because I really don't. Because I didn't know a lot of what you just said. I did not know he did not vote for the impeachment, and I have a big problem with that. I probably would not vote for him, but I would have to really research the other people. So I don't know.
That's okay. Thank you very much. So, but may I know your age, please?
I'm in the late 40 bracket. So do y'all have like a bracket?
Okay, thank you very much.
Okay.
Okay, as you said, 40 years old.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Now, okay, do you own or rent your current place of residence? Okay, thank you. Do you consider yourself African-American or Black?
Is there a mix? Or is that the only thing? Like, is there more than one category? Or
okay, No, just, but the question that we had is, do you consider yourself African American or black?
But as
you say, okay, thank you very much. Do you have any children currently in the local public school?
Yeah.
And, but this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. I appreciate your time that you take for answer, and I hope that you have a good rest of your day.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.